Prince is Aeneid, Book 1, lines 180 to 191. All right, so start with Aeneas and Teria. So meanwhile, Aeneas, Scopulum conscendit, climbs the rock or climbs the cliff, et petit, and seeks omnem prospectum, the whole view, all the view, late, far and wide, helago, over the sea. See, videat, if he may see, quem anthea. So literally any antheus, but in English we would say anything of antheus. Iactatum wintu, tossed by the wind. Phrygiasque biremes, and the Phrygian biremes. Aut capen, or capes. Aut arma caeci, or the arms of caecus. In pupibus celsis, in the towering ships. So repeating this first four lines. Meanwhile, Aeneas climbs the rock and seeks all the view far and wide over the sea. If he may see anything of Antheus tossed by the wind, and the Phrygian biremes, or capes, or the arms of caecus in the towering ships. All right, so we talked about in class how it's not really arms, not really weapons, but in that they would include the shields. And so many times the sort of the leader of the ship, maybe not the captain, but the highest ranking person on the ship would have a shield displayed on the ship. And so a lot of times attached to the mast. And it was pretty conspicuous. You could see it from a pretty far away and tell who was on the ship. Moving on to Prospicet, he looks out on nullum navem, no ship, in conspectu, in sight. Tres caros errantes, three deer wandering, latora, on the shore. Tota armenta, whole herds, sequuntur, follow, hos, them, a tergo, from the back. Et longum agmen, in the long line, pascitur, grazes, per vales, through the valleys. So, translating those one more time, he sees no ship in sight, three deer wandering on the shore, whole herds follow them from the back, and the long line grazes through the valleys. Constitit hic, he stopped here. And you've got arcum quae manu, and corripuit, he snatched up by hand, the bow, caleris quae sagitas, and the swift arrows, tela quae, weapons which, fidus Achates garabat, which faithful Achates was carrying. Then you have to look for your next verb. You have to go all the way down to sternit. He lays out, he lays low, he spreads on the ground, basically. Ductores ipsos primum, the leaders themselves, first. And then he further describes them. Their ferentes capita alta, bearing their high heads. Cornibus arboreis, with branch-like or tree-like antlers. Tomb, miscet. Then he mixes up, he confuses the vulgus et omnem turbem, the herd and the whole mob. Agens telus, driving them with weapons. Inter nemora frondea, among the leafy groves. Right, so translating those last five lines again, he stopped here and snatched up with his hand the bow and swift arrows, weapons which loyal Achates was carrying, and he lays out the leaders themselves first, bearing their high heads with branch-like or tree-like antlers. Then he confuses or mixes the herd and the whole crowd, driving them with weapons among the leafy groves. All right, so this is where he is, doing his part. Akates, from the last part, was making sure that they got a fire going and that they were starting to fix food. And now Aeneas is doing his job as leader. He's going out to look for the men and see if he can see any other ships. And then he notices the deer, and he decides that the men would probably be very happy to have more than just bread, more than just grains. And so he provides the meat for them, and he's going to take it back, and he is going to share it out among all of the ships so that they are able to have a really nice meal and be comforted with at least full stomachs.